We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. Lord, bless us to hear and receive your word today. Bless everyone who speaks, everyone who ministers, every comment. Bless it to be a blessing to your people. And Lord, we thank you for all the people who listen by the website. We thank you for them. Bless more and more people to hear and receive the word, that we all may do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, we were in chapter 17, St. John 17. We're near the end of 17. We'll begin at verse 20. We made it down to verse 24, but we'll, for clarity's sake, we'll start at 20. Jesus is saying so much in these verses, and all my studying, I would read the prayer lightly. I would read mostly 14, 15, 16, and I wouldn't study the 17 to recently. To like last year, I started studying 17, but many years before, I didn't study 17. But Jesus is saying so much in this one chapter, and most of it is a prayer. Verse 20 says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they may be one, as thou, Father, art one in me, and I in thee, and that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. You know, unity is something that wins souls, that can match an evangelist. You know, when people see the unity of God's people, whether it's in a marriage, friendships, when people become one, they can do awesome things. Yes. You know, in the world, people can be one if there's money involved. If a company, if you got enough money, they'll be one.
Get together, man.
And sometimes if they have a goal in mind, they'll be one. If they really want to do something, they'll be one. If they in an army, if they stand and lose everything, they'll be one. So, but we're going to do it from God's perspective.
Yes.
We minister, we do the work of God because we love God and we love his people. And everything we do under the anointing, it's already one. And sometimes people can operate under the anointing and do a work that's in unison, and even though they're divided otherwise. So, but when we're willing and obedient, we can do a great and mighty work.
This is when I was reading 1 Corinthians, and it's pertaining to communion.
Mm-hmm.
And it says 10:16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break is not the communion of the body of Christ. For we being many are one bread and one body.
Yeah.
Unity.
That's right.
Communion is unity too.
It is. And that unity is so powerful. And that's what Satan's afraid of. He's afraid of unity on every level. He's afraid of friends being one, having one mind in the things of God. He's afraid of that. So he uses traditions and things of old. You can trace all forms of deception, all forms of division back to people like Jeroboam, son of Nebat. That was a carryover from way back then. The evil things that people did, it got into generations. And when in the book of Acts, we saw how those same traditions, the apostles had to fight those same traditions. And the Lord put his stamp of approval on people that would love him. When people got in rebellion, it was so bad that the Lord blinded them. He blinded his people and worked through a remnant. And that blindness will last until the middle of the tribulation period. He blinded Israel and Judah because they got in idolatry. And that was the only way to kill it. See, if the people of God are proud, then they'll scatter the church. So he saved if people, if he would have saved people with that idolatrous mindset, it would have done more damage. They would have, their ways and their traditions, it would have, it wouldn't be as good as it is now. But he blinded them for a reason. And then he gave grace to the humble, people that believe. Jewish people that believe now, they're in the remnant. People like Jonathan Cahn, they love God. And there's a remnant of Jews that get saved. But he blinded the proud. And he did it for a reason. He still does it. And you know, when people, he trained people that love him. And he gives them the grace because we bear fruit after our kind. And if we're people of unity and we love God, that's the kind of fruit we'll bear. But if division is acceptable, then that's the kind of fruit that we bear. And so the Lord is doing, you know, he does everything in order. He said that they may be one as thou. So that's the standard. The standard's high. Father, that they may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. So as we draw near to the Lord, we're one. His will becomes ours. And then we pray for that. We pray that his will is ours. And we contend for it. So we have, our heart is set to do God's will and others who are one in him. That's what Jesus is praying for. We work together. And the standard is high, and that enables us to learn things that we couldn't learn any other way. He said, verse 22, and the glory which thou gavest me I have given them, that they may be one even as thou art one. I in them, verse 23, I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. So everything he's praying, the standard is high. And it's beyond what a man would believe or expect. The Lord is presenting the world with a situation that they didn't expect. And it's light. And people are going to want in on it because it's beautiful. And verse 24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. I did a broadcast talking about reaching forth. With the Lord, if you do like Daniel did and reach forth and try to learn his ways, he saw one vision, but he wanted more than that. And he went on a 21-day fast, which would have lasted longer, but he got his answer. He was he didn't care how long it took. He would eat no pleasant bread till he got his answer. He reached forth to get what God would say. And then the Lord gave him chapter 11 and 12 of Daniel. And everything he wrote is perfect prophecy, but it's sealed. And it's not going to always be sealed. The Holy Spirit is going to enable people to unseal it at the right time because it's useful. But Daniel sealed it, and he sealed it against the proud. But God's going to reveal it to the humble. And you know, when people reach forth and try to learn it, God's going to enable them to learn it because they're humble. This also, the unity, it enables God to trust us. We're reaching out to him. He's teaching us his ways, and we love it, and we become trustworthy to God. And as you're trustworthy, God will give you information because you'll use it right, and you'll use it to advance the kingdom. Some things are given step by step. And some things God just waiting on you to ask, and he'll reveal it. But he said he wants the glory to be restored. He said, Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. For thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. And there are so many visions of people seeing heaven. So that can be taken literally. You can be with him where he is. He can take you to heaven and show it to you. And now God is not wasteful. If he do that, he wants you to share it. There's people out there he wants you to share it. And so many people are seeing the same. And everybody who have an encounter with Jesus, they say his eyes are just full of love. The love of God is just astounding to him. And in his presence, that's what I would sense. And I said, Lord, I don't want to leave your presence. I want to live here. I just don't know how to do it. But anytime you reach forth, the Lord can work with you. There's nothing you can't learn. Some things he'll show you, it'll just surprise you. And you'll have to seal it. But that's the power of communion. And that's what Jesus is praying for. Now, maybe we can get to verse 25 and 26. Chapter 18 is good, too, but we may get to them next week. There's so much. I keep staying in the 20s of the verses. But however he leads, we'll do it. 1 Corinthians 11. I like the way God does things. Everything he does has a purpose to it. Here it is. Verse 24. I love communion. I love just living in his presence. He said, verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after he had supped, and after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I thank the Lord for his unity. He desired to be in unity with us. He loves us. And Lord, I thank you for unity. I pray that you will bless us to thrive in unity with you and help us do all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.